Blog Talk Radio.
He kissed me, and all I could say is, wow. I could feel all my synapses snap and snap back, and as I sat back, I tried to keep track of how this inferno is now ablaze. Heat hotter than hell, make even Hades bust a sweat and want to turn on the AC, like fighting a fight you just don't want to win. Give you that, oh shit, you feel so good type moment. Bring the floodwaters like the hip guy.
Welcome to Sin's Writer Request, and now your host, Miss Sin.
Miss Sin City, and it is Monday night. This is Sin's Writer Request. How y'all doing out there? I know it's been a while. We've been doing some revamping and whatnot behind the scenes, but we got a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on in this, let's say, United here, States of America, with the current president. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a few upcoming shows and events we got going on. But really, this is just a catch up. You know, it's been a while, so we're gonna let you know what we've been doing over the summer and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So sit back, relax, and stay tuned.
I just got here and I think I'm losing signal already. Hello? Can you hear me now?
I'm sorry.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Never seem to be home. Hello from the outside.
to talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time.
About to have a baby, so you know our family definitely expanded. And my other brother had a little baby girl, so my immediate family is definitely expanding. I'm very excited about that. We have a high schooler on our hands with the young man, the oldest one of my brood here. My Sahan is now a ninth grader and absolutely fantastic young man. Dealing with all the challenges of teenagehood and the pending adulthood coming. Aiden is great. He's 5 and still reckless and, you know, very precious, but we love him nonetheless. Definitely let me know what's going on in your world. 646-668-2921. This is Sin's Writer Request. I'm your host, Miss Sin City, and we're doing big things. Yeah, we were on a little bit of a hiatus because we revamped the show. We've actually been revamping the radio station itself. Excuse me, doing a lot of traveling. I went to Italy this summer, which was an absolutely fantastic and awesome experience. Did not want to come back to this hellhole known as the United States, especially with the baby and fucking chief that we have rolling around out here. But we'll get to him in a minute. But yeah, the trip in August was an absolutely gorgeous experience. You can actually see some of the photos from my trip on I don't know if I put it on the radio show page, but it's definitely on my personal page. So if you know me personally, you can definitely look them up. I think I'll post a few pictures on our radio show page. But it was absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. 90 degrees there every day. Fresh food. The most beautiful pasta. I learned how to make pasta from scratch. Hello, holla at me. yeah, so you know your girl's been chefing it up. And it was just an absolute just gorgeous everything. We went to Florence. We were in Lucca, which is an actual beautiful city. We went to Pisa. We had to see that leaning tower for all of the 5 minutes that it's leaning. And Brunello di Montalcino. And we were just all over Tuscany. It was absolutely beautiful. So stay tuned for more pictures to come. You can definitely see those up on the Sin City Radio page on Facebook, so definitely check that out. But yeah, call in and let me know what you guys have been up to. You know, it's been a minute. We're in the fall. We are October. No, there's been a lot going on in my world since the beginning of the year, of course, but beyond the trips and things like that. So, yeah, definitely call in and let's chat, 646-668-2921. We have Indie Music Wednesdays coming back shortly. Conversations will be back shortly. AF, oh, my gosh, big shout-out to AF, old former Big Mama of Ask AF. She will be back soon, too. There's been major changes in just, you know, life happenings, growth, and turnaround for everybody behind the scenes here at Sin City Radio. So this is why we were kind of on a little bit of a hiatus, like, hey, you know, we got to wait a little bit before we can get back into it. Because we had to kind of figure out the schedule again. Like, are we going to keep the same schedule? Are we still on point? Like, what are we doing? So, yeah, everything is working pretty darn well right now. So we're back up and running, and we will be here since Rider Request every single Monday night at 11. From 11 to 12, giving you your dedications and your requests, along with interviews, current events, and conversations about everything under the sun. We have some awesome interviews coming up in the next couple of weeks. Next week, we have Miss Bernice Wooden coming on, talking about her new book. And then I have Miss Monica Martinez coming on in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, we got some definite people in the lineup. I'm very excited about it. And it should be a fabulous, fabulous time. So keep it locked, 11 p.m. here every Monday night, Sin City Radio. So, yeah, we're just going to get into another song. Dun-dun-dun. We have people on the line. I did not put up the chat. Oh, my gosh. I forgot. Let's put up the chat. So now our chat is launched, so if you're listening online, you can now chat with yours truly, so feel free to leave us your comments, your questions, your feedback, let us know what's going on. We will read whatever's in chat, so no worries, you can leave it there if you can't call in. But yeah, we're doing big things here at Sin City Radio, more to come. Here is Put It Down by Brandy and Chris Brady.
I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, I'ma put it down, I'ma put it down, I'ma put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it good, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it
I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, I'ma put it down, I'ma put it down, I'ma put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it good, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you can fall in love.
Okay. So, it's been a while, and it's been a while since I've had any kind of technical difficulties here. And apparently our first night back, we having a few of them. Put it down, don't want to play. So we're just going to skip that then. Shout out to everybody on the ones and twos up here on the telephone, shouting out. My big little brother is up on the piece here. Thank you so much for coming in and listening and supporting. As you always do, my brother Julian. You know, my brother Julian is fantastic. Y'all don't know, but I'm the oldest of a lot of kids. We're not even gonna tell y'all how many right now, but I'm the oldest of a lot of kids, and you know, between me and my brother Julian, you know, we get the job done. So I really appreciate him and him holding me down when he needs to. So shout out to all the fam out in Florida. I know y'all listening. I appreciate y'all. You know, doing a damn thing. So this is Sins Radio. I'm your host, Miss Sin City. This is Sins by the Request. We had a little something going on with one of them songs, but let's get into something right now. So I don't know. Maybe y'all follow this chick and her lifestyle of the rich and famous. So I want to shout out Cardi B because for all intents and purposes, she's been doing some really interesting things here in her life. And apparently she has a new number one song with Bodak Yellow. She came up from, you know, next to nothing. She was a stripper. She was doing all kind of stuff. But, you know, I applaud her for grinding out her dream and really sticking with it, you know, regardless of how she had to get there. Not necessarily the most promising of ways, but still, you know, she did what she had to do, and she enjoyed her time doing it, and she made it work. So big shout-out to Cardi B. I'm going to play that Bodak Yellow for y'all and all the cuss words. Hold it down.
Fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now on street, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody move. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a fuck about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months, what bitch working as hard as me? I don't bother with these hoes, don't let these hoes bother me. They see pictures, they say goals, bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe, I might just chill with your boo, I might just feel on your babe. My pussy feel like a lake, he wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay, I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new wave. When it go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street, know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth, hope you hoes know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills, I ain't got no time to chill. Think these hoes be mad at me, they baby father wanna build. Say, little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now on street, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. If you a pussy, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Bitch, you come around my way, you can't hang around my block. And I just check my accounts, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dip, 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 dip. I say, I get the money and go. This shit is high like a stove. My pussy glitter is gold. So that little bitch say her roll. I just don't roll with no rolls. I just came up with no rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these hoes know that none of them niggas is safe. I go to dinner and steak. Only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace. Now it's a crib with a gay. Rolly got charms. The life wants to flex. Hard to let these bitches know. Just in case these hoes forgot. I just wanna check the mail. Another check from all of that. That little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't want to choose, and I'm quick. Cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Bloody moves.
That was me dying in the background. Sorry. That was Cardi B and Bodak Yellow. Does anybody know what the hell is a Bodak Yellow? I'm just curious. What the fuck is a Bodak? I would love to know. It would be nice. Let's look it up. Because I was kind of confused as to why. Okay, what does Bodak mean? Everything. Name, meaning, pronunciation, meanings.net. This is where you got to get this shit from, right? Let's see. And actually, Bodak is in the name and meaning book. I'm confused. Bodak. Oh, shit. Dry feces remaining on the side of a cow's anus. That dried shit on the side of a cow's ass is, no, like, I cannot even make this shit up right now. www.namemeaning.net and the meaning of Bodak, B-O-D-A-K, dry feces on the side of a cow's butt. Like, really, like, shit is what it means. Shout out to Cardi B for the implications on that one. We just gonna go with it. I'm getting text messages that we speak, people laughing, like really words saying, yep, that's really what it means. I just looked it up because I wanted to know what the fuck was a Bodak. But apparently it's shit on the side of cow's ass. Bodak yellow. Yellow shit. Yellow shit? Is she talking about herself? I don't know. Okay, so Sin City Radio, you know, anything is liable to go down here. Sin's Rider Request, I'm your host, Miss Sin City. It is 11:30, well, 11:20-something. We're doing our situation over here, holding it down. New season of Sin's Rider Request starting off tonight. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have requests that you would like to request and dedications that you would like to send in, you can request at sincityradionyc.com. That's for all your stuff to say hello, I love you, I'm sorry, fuck you, I miss you. Maybe one day we'll be together. It doesn't matter who your message is to or what the message is. We have the words. You have the words. We have the music to speak for you. So you can choose to be known or stay anonymous. We'll play it for you. It's no worries. We got it going on. Monday nights, 11 o'clock, 646-668-2921. Please understand, I have to get used to the new number because, of course, the number changes from time to time, especially, you know, when you're not posting seasons, when you're not posting episodes as often as you probably should. I can't even get over this Bodak Yellow situation and the dried cow shit. Not even just cow shit, though. Dried cow shit. This is what we're doing with our lives right now. Thank you so much. Thank you, Cardi B. speaking of cow shit, So, our current presidential situation is a very heinous situation. It is a very mind-boggling and frustrating situation because we have a president who really has no fucking clue what he's doing, what he's saying. Like, this motherfucker don't give two shits, this orange orangutan. I don't understand. I'm really confused as to how he got into office. But then again, not. I'm sure it'll all come out after, you know, he gets this sent away because of this whole Russian bullshit. My heart goes out to Puerto Rico, still parts of Florida that have been affected, Texas, and down south in those parts, many of our Caribbean islands, Cuba, Antigua, Barbuda, Bermuda, coming up, you know, this side. It's really crazy that we have a president that doesn't even fucking know that he is the president of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Like, my man went on TV the other day and was like, yeah, I spoke to the president of the U.S. Virgin Islands. And, you know, everybody really had to stop and be like, really? Is this what you in fact said? Because you somehow did not know that your turd-bombing ass is the president. Like, they're U.S. citizens somehow, some way. No, that's not how we... Okay. And then his response to aid needed Rico and the way how he went down there and he was, like, fucking throwing around fucking hand tissue as if, like, they're basketballs and he's at a game and it's like, yes, one for you and the fan, and yes, one for you and the fan. It was, like, he's such a fucking condescending jackass. It is ridiculous. And, you know, I try not to, although you have to in this day and age, you try not to watch the news because any coverage of him is, like, mind-boggling and just it makes you just fucking numb. Like, you really sit there and you cannot believe the bullshit that comes out of this man's mouth, and you cannot believe the policies that he's putting in place or not putting in place. How about he is stripping every single thing that Obama put in place, and it's absolutely ridiculous, and these fuckers up on Capitol Hill are just sitting around and really letting him do it in disbelief. Like, they're really sitting there in disbelief, like, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. Oh, he really shouldn't have said that. Oh, he's such a jackass. Yes, everybody is calling him a jackass, but nobody is really putting things in motion to get this fucker out of office. Like, I really don't understand why he has not been impeached yet. The man has done everything under the sun that, like, any other normal, and even any other normal white guy, like, any other normal white guy, had they been caught on tape talking about grabbing a woman's crotch, that would not have, like, can you imagine if Mitt Romney was caught on tape talking about grabbing women's crotches? He, like, Mittens would not have gotten, he would not have been on the ballot. They'd have rolled his ass all the way back to his ancestry, because remember, during his run, we found out that he has Mexican heritage. They'd have rolled his fucking ass back to El Paso with the quickness. And how about they're giving this fucking money, and I should probably stop cursing, you know, for the younger generations that are listening to the show, my bad, I'm sorry, y'all know me. Auntie Sin got a horrible mouth some days. But they really, instead of, like, taking the money in the budget and putting it toward use to get people help and assistance, they're really funding this fool and this wall that he's trying to build. Like, right in the midst, I can't. Like, my head hurts about it. My stomach hurts about it. Just thinking about the state of our country right now and the state of the affairs internationally, This man is talking about how Iran is going to go down with his fake wife standing next to him. Because did y'all see how he had to point out, yes, my wife Melania, who's right here, obviously we can see that she's right there. Unless that's not her. Unless that is a body double. Unless Melania got a stunt double because she don't want to be seen with your ass. He's so numbing. I can't. So, yeah, I think we're going to play that. So I got some Linkin Park for y'all ass and numb because that's exactly how this fool makes me. Drop. That was numb. And I'm your host, Miss Sin City, and this is Sin's Writer Request, and it's Monday night, and we're here. Did you guys miss me? I hope you did. Just talking about stuff going on throughout the year and what we've been up to. Lots of changes personally for everyone, and just, you know, growth, immense growth in various places. And actually, I see her on. Hey, hey, hey. So I have one of my co-hosts from another show on the station. I got Miss AF on the line. I don't know if she's ready to come talk to me, but she's about to be ready. Hey, AF.
Hey, what up? What's poppin'? How y'all doing? This is also Big Mama coming to you live.
Girl, we miss you. So I was telling the people that we've had a lot of growth and just changes. That's why we were kind of like on a mini hiatus. But our fall season is back, starting with Sin's Writer Request. Hey.
Yeah,
so do you want to share with the people a little bit about your changes and your growth?
I want to say that my growth has not really changed so much, but been more focused. I've dedicated my life to always empowering women to become the best that they have. And now that in my career change, I'm no longer not just encouraging women, but now I have a hand in monitoring adult, young adults into this change of life and giving them the guidance. So that has monopolized a lot of my time. I'm still doing Healing with Words. I've dedicated a lot of my time and energy into making that brand more tight and unique, working with Sin City, everything, making sure that we still are helping businesses grow and doing what we do best, hosting and also developing the production company for domestic violence skits. Has also taken up some time as well. So, you know, it's a lot of things on the plate. You know, with us, it's never like Sunday dinner. It's always like a Thanksgiving feast. We just have our hands in almost a lot of pots. It's a good thing we can cook.
Ooh, huh? Yeah. Yep, girl, good thing we could throw it out because all this lushness, listen, we got to explain this somehow. Damn it. Well, thank you,
you
for taking your time out to come on and say what up to the people.
Yes, of course, anytime. I'll be coming back live and direct very shortly. We're all flowing Big Mama's truth, not the kind of truth you're accustomed to, but the kind of truth you damn well need to hear. We're just going to be depending on a time and a date to restart it back up, but I'm definitely coming back because there's a lot of truth out there that y'all have been afraid to hear.
Oh, boy. And there's a lot of truth dealing with this damn turd blossom we got for a present. We're not gonna go into that.
Oh no, that's called the Cheeto. You gotta call him what you call him. You gotta call him the Cheeto. You know, he's orange like all Cheetos and just
blossom,
as cheesy
like...
as frig.
Well, thank you, girl.
But,
I appreciate you for taking the time out.
Not a problem. Anytime or always.
All right. That was all flowing Big Mama. Woo! Doing big things as you heard. She'll be back soon on the radio. Don't worry, y'all. I'll be knocking on her door. I'll be like, excuse me. So you ready yet? Excuse me. Have you made some time yet? Excuse me. What's going on? We're very happy that she's doing big things and, you know, she's moving on up and really staying true to her purpose. We're very, very proud of her for that. So kudos to all flowing Big Mama. Another person I actually need to give some shout out to and some kudos, Miss Truth. So the Truth of the Gem Drop. She has also been doing big things, and I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge her. So Truth also dropped her book earlier this year, Thoughts of a Side Chick. So if you have not copped it, you need to go cop it because the book is hard. She talks about all the little secrets about side chick-isms. That's what I call it. And she does a really great job of explaining it and talking about it. So definitely cop her book. But she also just did an awesome mini movie, I want to call it, a little mini screenplay. So if you have not gotten a chance to check that out, you need to. Actually, I'm going to post it on the Sin City Radio page in a little while. So you can definitely check out Sin City Radio for the skit by Truth. She's doing big, awesome things, and I'm very, very proud of her as well. How about that? AF is also in the skit, so I'm very excited for AF's acting debut on screen because, you know, this girl... Give her two tools, it's over. Shout out also to Toni Coleman Brown. So last week we had the 6th annual Small Women's Business Boot Camp with Toni Coleman Brown up in New Rochelle. I met some really awesome women, as always. And Toni did a really great job of putting the boot camp together, picking and selecting the panelists and the speakers that just really drop knowledge and jewels about, you know, how to start business, where to go with business, how to keep your business running. Because in this day and age, you know, your hustle got to be hard. And, you know, we got to have our hand in as many pots as we possibly can to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, we surviving. And I'm very excited to have been a part of the boot camp in my capacity, and I'm very excited that that I was able to be there and partake of the knowledge and the awesome sisterhood that takes place during the boot camp. It's really awesome. Shout out to Drake Cleveland of the Power Players Club, owner, operator, and entrepreneur of the Power Players Club. She was honored at Small Business Women's Boot Camp. Just being a trope, I know some really awesome women, so I must say shout out to you guys. I love you. It's awesome to be amongst your company and just to be with you. So, yeah, with that, I will be like, yo, formation, holla.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular, the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. In my bag, swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I like that.
I did not come to play with you, hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbread and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes. You best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag. Like, I see it, I want it.
Okay.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information. I say, okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always say gracious, best revenge is your paper.
Girl, I hear some thunder.
Damn.
Look at that water, boy. Ooh, Lord.
Yes. Beyonce's formation. Holla at me. This is Sin City Radio, Sin's Writer Request. I'm your host, Miss Sin City. Listen here. I know some really awesome women, so that song was definitely going out to all of them. Next week, tune in. I will have the illustrious Miss Bernice Wooden on talking about her new book, How to Get a Degree in Celibacy. Yeah, she's been rocking this book now for a few weeks. It just released. She is all over the place talking about it. We're going to have a deep conversation about this celibacy situation. Like, how do we really get there? How do we sustain it? yeah, we're gonna be talking some juicy stuff. So y'all better tune in next week, 11 p.m. She will be right here with us. That is Bernice Wooden, and How to Get a Degree in Celibacy. No record. I was celibate for a year. All right, so it was like 11 months, 12 days, 19 hours, and 57 seconds. But listen, that's not the point. I knew exactly the timing on it. I mean, hey, you know, who was really counting the time? I'm going to raise my hand. My hand behind the scenes. It's a hard road to take, but, you know, to be honest, it keeps you thinking clearly, I guess, once you get past the first 3 months of not having none and you going crazy. But we'll talk about all of that next week with Bernice when she's on with us. I'm very excited to have her on. I think this is the first time Miss Bernice Be Nice Productions is going to be on. So I'm very excited that she's going to be here. So y'all better tune in and give her a great audience. And I know you will. Thank you guys so much for always supporting me and always listening to my rants and my, you know, my whatever. It is 11:07. We have actually almost completed our first full hour of the season. I'm very excited to be back with you guys. So definitely follow us, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Sin City Radio NYC on everything. I'm your host, Miss Sin City. You can find me, Miss Sin City, that's MSCYN City on everything, Facebook, Instagram, it's Missing City, and then Twitter is Missing City. One of them is Missing City NYC, but anyway, you'll find me. Y'all know what I look like. Everything is purple and unks and whatnot, so, you know, once y'all find me, that's me. Very excited. Thank you so much. A few notes to talk about. We just had this network. It had its first Brooklyn edition of Bars in the Barbershop. Congratulations to Germ, who won Saturday night's competition to be a part of the 2019 tour, Bars in the Barbershop tour. We'll be going all over the place doing some shows with some really, really awesome lyricists and artists. So we're very excited to have them out on the road. Germs is the first Brooklyn winner, so we're very excited about that. And looking forward to more. Next Bars in the Barbershop is going to be November 11th, and it'll be at Tony and Jerry's, I think it'll be at. Hold on a second. Oh, I'm getting information as it comes in. So, yeah, it'll be like November. It's going to be a November 4th. Don't quote me. I'm getting all the information as it comes, and I did not write it down ahead of time, so please forgive me. but I was hoping that Distinguished himself would be on for a hot second to come and say hello to the folks and tell them what we're doing with this network. I am also the director of operations for this network, so I'm very excited that Bars in the Barbershop. Bars in the Barbershop is a great success. So we're very excited. You can find all the information regarding Bars in the Barbershop on this network, Inc., and Bars in the Barbershop. And Bars in the Barbershop has its own page on Facebook. Also, on the 20th, I wanted to do it in order, but I was shouting out. I was shouting out this network first because it came up in my face. Okay. We also have Where's My Voice on the 28th. AF will be there. She's performing, hosted by The Truth. It'll be at Five Spot on Washington and Myrtle. Admission is free, starts at 4 p.m. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, especially for the ladies, I'm not sure if you've seen it, but there's a hashtag called hashtag MeToo that's now rolling around on Facebook and getting a lot of traction. And basically the entire purpose of this is just to share with your fan base, your viewers, your followers, that it's okay. The MeToo hashtag is directly related to those who have been sexually harassed or sexually assaulted or abused in any kind of way. And just saying MeToo can help the next person understand that they are not alone. And many more of us than you realize have to live with the things that have happened in our past. And it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to share. And that's what a lot of our shows are about, healing with words in particular. Where's My Voice, My Story. These are all events and shows dedicated to giving a platform to those who need a platform to share, to heal, to know that they are not alone and to find their own voice. So I'm very excited about our opportunities, all of the opportunities that we get to share our story, because you never know who it might touch, who it might inspire, and who it might help. So, yeah, very excited for that. So that's Where's My Voice. That is on October 28th, 4 p.m. at 5:00. I am also hosting a Paint and Sip on 1027 at KS Jam Studios. The link is up on Facebook. It is also up on IG. It'll be on Twitter. I'll repost it. You can get your tickets at www.paintandsipwithfincity.eventbrite.com. Tickets are $35, includes everything, all of your supplies, and wine. So definitely check it out. If you're going to be in the building, get your tickets ASAP because seats are filling up rather quickly. Yeah, I think I did most of all of that. We have some sponsors coming up for the next show. Definitely tune in. Bernice Wooden, How to Get Your Degree in Celibacy. She will be on 11 o'clock Monday night, the 23rd. Definitely look out for that. And we'll be posting all of the events and things going on in the over the next few days. So definitely keep it locked. Follow us. You know what to do. And hold us there. Speaking of support, and just awesomeness and great people that I know. So one of my really, really good friends out of Barbados, Soca Calypso singer by the name of Damian Marvay, has, like, been king carnival by storm. We're talking Barbados Carnival, which was in August. You're talking Toronto Carnival. You're talking Miami Carnival that just happened. Like, he is all over everywhere, holding it down for my people, with his music, and I am so very proud of him. I'm very excited that, like, I put him on Google the other night. I was like, Google Play Marvay Soca, and he was like in the rotation. Like, well, no, I said play Soca, and he was in the rotation twice. So I'm very excited at the traction he's getting, at the recognition that he's getting, and the success that he's having. And I'm so very proud of him. So Marvay, if you're listening, man, I love your dear. And to close out the show, I am definitely going to play his song called No Tomorrow. Please understand, I am a Soca Calypso head. I love it. I absolutely love the music from the Caribbean. IET Sackbossé. I love anything that acts and things and whatnot. So, you know, it's awesome for me. So definitely enjoy. Tune in next week, Sin City Radio, Sin Writer Request, 11 p.m. You can dial in 646-668-2418. 2921. You can also listen at www.sincityradionyc.com. Links are posted everywhere. Send in your requests and your dedication, requests and dedications to requests@sincityradionyc.com. And we will see you next week.
Marvin. Hey. Yeah. I could spot that wine from a million miles away. So girl, keep your bam bam rocking. No stopping. You know I love it, keep it right there. Now girl, keep your bam bam rocking. No stopping. You know I love it, keep it right there. Cause you know tomorrow, promise to no one. Can't wait for another day. I live in life my way. Cause you know tomorrow, promise to no one. Can't wait for another day. I live in life for today. Nothing can take me away from you. I live my life without no fear, and if you do the same, nothing can come between. So girl, keep your bam bam rocking. No stopping. You know I love it, keep it right there. Now girl, keep your bam bam rocking. No stopping. You know I love it, keep it right there. Cause you know tomorrow, promise to no one. Can't wait for another. Till the sun come up and into the midnight straight through. Oh girl, keep your bam bam rocking.